AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, hello, it's me again. So what I was saying, I was having a wee crack with somebody through the week and they were asking again, like, what is it that made me start the kind of movement down into Peace and Gallery, kind of well-being in me and the Swim Queens, and kind of why have I got all this stuff going on with mental health and well-being and the kind of community that I've built up here. Do you know the main reason? Is the fact that we're all in unprecedented times. Like, I think people now are dealing with so much. We're all working full time, kind of bringing up children like they don't have, kind of work that gets in the way. There's technology. There's so many other external pressures nowadays in life, right? And I think we need to try and really look after our well-being. So working frontline in COVID taught me that actually there's always going to be a burnout and there's always going to be something that has to give if we don't look after ourselves. So the main reason for the community that I've set up and the Swim Queens and Swim Kings especially is having that half an hour or even 20 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a day where you're actually just you as a person and you're in that water, you're overcoming the coldness, and actually it's all you can think about at that point. Like, you're not thinking of anything else, you're not thinking about your mental health, you're not thinking about your being a parent, a mum, a dad, a spouse, a carer, an employee, a friend. Like, you're in that moment in nature and you're overcoming that cold for you and you're building your own resilience. Like, that's what I love about it. And see, collectively doing it together as well, you're like a united front against the world basically. Like, I couldn't do this. If I can get myself in that cold water, or 10 to 15 degrees of water, no matter how stressed I am and my mental health kicking off, you can do anything. I'm telling you, as soon as you start doing it and do it with conviction, you will never, ever, ever not have the tools to face things. And I know that people, some people get all of the grief and the trauma and they get horrendous things that happen. I'm telling you, when you're in the cold water, it won't matter a jot, you don't think about it. Like, you're all just battling that. And it can help you with a strategy. I mean, these things happen to everybody. Everybody's got something going on. Everybody's got a loss or a trauma or a hardship, whether it's financial, mental, socially. We all have it. Everybody has it. And it's about filling up your toolkit with stuff that does make you better. And listen, nobody can argue that cold water and cold water wild swimming doesn't help you, because I mean it does. That alongside with well-being and gratitude and journaling and maybe a wee bit of sauna, hot tubs. Like, when you specifically look at your well-being and how you make yourself feel better, you surround yourself with like-minded individuals as well. Old toxic people or previous circles of friendships don't serve you any longer. You'll naturally stay away from those kind of types. You'll want to be thinking about self-development, not putting your hand back in the fire where you're getting burnt. Like, you step away from things that don't serve you well. And I'm telling you, all of that can come from just literally dipping in cold water. I sound like I'm asking up, but honestly, that is fundamentally why I set it up. I played international rugby, I played high performance sport, and I had 3 kids very, very quickly after stopping that. And my mental health was in its boots, and I missed the community, the camaraderie, the collective support from that rugby team. Even though I haven't stopped playing rugby, I missed that, like, really in-depth relationships, like, in camp. And I'm telling you, I've got that with that swim group, the Swim Queens. Like, I would go to some of these girls I've only just met, or some of the men I've just met, quicker than I would go to some of the people I've known all my life. Because it's different connections, like, you're like-minded, you're dealing with people that are focusing on the same thing. I mean, if that is your start, if that is your calling and, like, start, to join us, it is this. come and join us. This is me on my way to the tidal pool. Sorry, my sat nav totally went on there. But come and join us and you will not regret it, I swear. And I'm here for anybody that wants to reach out and I'll take you in for a swim wherever you are. Scotland we cover, but like Dumfries and Galloway is the main place where I am. Thank you for listening and come and join us. Hit us a wee share, join us on Facebook, join me on Instagram, it's Susie Rook. And not hard to find, Swim Queen's Variety of Life. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook. Join us.